You're listening to The Hawk, 101.5 FM in Hamilton, Ontario.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Hi, this is J.W. Jones, and you're listening to Blues Source Canada with Ken Wallace. Let's keep the Canadian blues scene alive and swinging.
And rest assured, J.W., we're going to keep the blues alive and swinging. We've got a solid hour of rockin' Canadian blues. We play two cuts from an album, always featuring Canadian blues artists. Up first, from Calgary, this gal is a great keyboard player and a great singer, and her voice is powerful, and her last name says it all, Deborah Power. This is her sophomore album. It is called That's How I Roll. This gal has been really rocking the world. She's open for Elvin Bishop and Charlie Musselwhite. We're going to hear two cuts, If We Haven't Got Love, and Don't Ever Leave Me. That's for sure, because this is Deborah Power.
It cuts me like a knife, and it chills me to the bone. So many people feeling lost and all alone. Let's talk about the homeless. Yeah, let's talk about the pain. What's it gonna take to make us all believe again? Why do we hurt one another? Haven't we all had enough? But we won't have nothing if we haven't got love. It's a beautiful world, and it's here for our taking. And we've been given so much, and so many forsake it. People can't be blind, thinking they are the only ones. And sons, why did we hurt one another? Haven't we all had enough? But we won't have nothing if we haven't got love. What we think it is, we got the power inside of us to decide how we want to live. 'Cause we got the master key, and it opens every door. Won't be no destruction, won't ever be another war. Why do we hurt one another? Haven't we all had enough? But we won't have nothing if we haven't got love. Why do we hurt one another? Haven't we had just about enough? won't have nothing, nothing, nothing if we haven't got love. We won't have nothing, nothing, nothing if we haven't got love. We won't have nothing, nothing, nothing if we haven't got love.
What do we got to live for if we don't have love?
We won't have nothing, nothing, nothing if we haven't got love.
Do we hurt one another?
We won't have nothing, nothing, nothing if we haven't got love. When I go to bed at night, sleep doesn't find me. I count my blessings. I watch you sleeping beside me. And I want to love you and hold you near and whisper sweet things in your ear. It's been a long, long road, but we're still together, feeling our love stronger than ever. And that I think what would happen if you weren't here. Don't ever leave me. Don't ever leave me. Yeah, we've been holding on for so many years. Made it through all the bad times. Made it through all the tears. That I think we've been lucky, 'cause we've always had love. Oh, and laughter, there's been plenty of. And I want you to know that it's always been you and ain't no other man could ever love me like you do. And then I think what would happen if you weren't here. Don't ever leave me. Don't ever leave me, baby. And if somebody asked me if there was anything I would change about my past, you ain't no other man
could ever love me like you do. And then I think, what would happen if you weren't here? Oh, don't ever leave. Don't ever leave me, baby.
Deborah Power from That's How I Roll. From Monkey Junk, this is Tony D. He is the lead guitarist for Monkey Junk. He's got himself a new album out. It is called Speak No Evil, a flurry of instrumentals. It's a whole bunch of instrumental tunes. We're going to hear Amigos Fandango and Big Muff. And Tony was on our show last week. If you missed it, you can read all about it on Sound Cafe on bluesandrootsradio.com. Tony D, Speak No Evil, a flurry of instrumentals. From Waterloo, Ontario, the Water Street Blues Band. They have a really unique live stream every Wednesday night. Rob Damon rocks it with electric blues guitar, and we're going to have a chat with him. But first, we're going to hear Riverside Child. This is from the Water Street Blues Band, Talking About.
A brand new soul, rockabye train at stop 19. Daddy getting stronger in the factory machine. Weeping willow growing just a little bit wild. Takes me all the way back to that Riverside Child. Run across the bridge, count of railway ties. Skipping stones on the water from the other side. Mama and me rode the truck at sunrise. Climbing cherry trees with all the immigrant wives. Weeping willow growing just a little bit wild. Takes me all the way back to the Riverside Child. Train rumbles by. It's by the campfire light. River and the rail rocks another night. Vagabond stories where the cattails grow. Barefoot and blue jeans all the way home. A weeping willow growing just a little bit wild. Takes me all the way back to the Riverside Child. Called it.
The Water Street Blues Band, they have a brand new CD out. It's called Talking About, and joining us is the guitarist for the Water Street Blues Band, Rob Damon. Rob, thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Ken. I'm thrilled to be able to join you this morning.
Could you walk us through who's in the band and what instruments they play?
Absolutely. Well, on this record, we have the core of the band, which is Paul Sapunzi on bass and lead vocals. Sylvia D, who plays keys and squeeze. She plays keyboard and accordion and lead vocals.
She's a great vocalist.
Oh, she's got killer vocals. We're so blessed. We have two really stellar vocalists in the band, and it's nice to have that variety of a male and female vocals in the same band, sharing the spotlight. And then on drums, we have Johnny Sauter. Now, Johnny also plays in some other bands. He plays with Elliot and the Audio Kings as well. We have guesting on the album. And he actually played on our first album. We play with him as often as we can. A harmonica player, Junior Malik, who was in Daddy Long Legs and plays frequently with Danny Michelle. And also plays with us.
So you guys are almost a super group.
Well, we have a lot of fun together. We're all good friends, and we really enjoy each other, and we enjoy each other's company, and we enjoy each other musically. So it's a great combination.
Well, I had to laugh when I read the liner notes, and the note on drummer Johnny was creepy drum sounds. That broke me right up. What does that mean?
Well, there's one of the songs on the album that we all write. Paul, Sylvie, and I write the material. And on the album, there's seven originals and two covers. But one of the originals was a song that Paul took the lead on, and it's called Mean Vicious Woman. And he wanted to create an atmosphere that was unsettling for the listener. So if you notice, the bass is, it's not out of tune, but it's creating some dissonance in the song at times. And we wanted to create some unsettling sounds using Johnny's percussion. So he took a stick, and he actually took the tip of the stick and kept grinding it along the edge of a cymbal to create a very jarring sound. And we layered that throughout the tune to create this unsettling feeling about this mean, vicious woman.
I was wondering where that sound was coming from. That's interesting.
Yeah. And I was doing harmonics on guitar, so when you combine his cymbal and my harmonics on the guitar, it does create a bit of an unsettling sound.
And where did the title of the band come from?
Well, we started out in Cambridge, Ontario, and the jam hall we were using was located right on Water Street in Cambridge, Ontario, and we were looking for a name for the band. We tried 100 different ones. And then we just looked at the street sign and said, that's our name.
You guys have a lot of originals on there, but you have a couple of covers, and one of them is Samantha Fish. Is there a reason for that? Are you guys a big fan of hers?
We love Samantha Fish. Samantha Fish, you know the blues is in good hands with young people like Samantha Fish. She's dynamic, a great player, great songwriter, and she's been on our radar for a long time because Miles to Go is one of her earlier tunes. And Sylvia said that would be a song she'd like to take a run at, but we decided to do it a little differently. If you're familiar with Samantha's version, she does it, I believe, in a three-piece, and it's kind of almost got a punky sound to it. I think she plays her cigar. She may play her cigar box guitar on it. So I picked up my resonator guitar, and Sylvia picked up her accordion. So we changed it from a punky vibe to sort of a driving country blues vibe. So we changed it around. We try not to do our covers as true covers. We always try to give it our own unique take.
And just to circle back a little bit, when you guys are deciding on what songs to put on an album, do you all sit down as a team and try and write together and try and come up with the ideas, or is it falling to one or two people in the band?
Well, Paul, Sylvia, and I write all the material.
Okay.
And we are very collaborative. So I may have a riff and bring it to the band. I may have some words. Sylvia may have, you know, chord forms and some words, and we bring it to the band, and we work it through. So we're very, very collaborative that way. And we've been that way since our inception.
And the band does a regular online gig, as you could call it, a little bit of an experience. Can you tell us about that feature?
We're usually on every Wednesday at 9 p.m. When the pandemic started, a lot of musicians shifted, obviously, from live performance because the opportunities dried up really quickly to live streams. So we looked at a lot of live streams, and we really enjoyed them. And we created a talk show. So think Merv Griffin. You know, we just said, let's go retro. Let's think old school, full set talk show. So our 1 hour is really a music talk show. We play a few tunes live, but we talk about music a lot, and we've been able to bring on guests. So we have guests for about 20, 25 minutes of the 1 hour show, and we interview them like you're interviewing me. If they have a video, if they have something to promote, we're happy to play their music as well and have them perform live. And then we also create, we've created segments and bits that are humorous and funny, we think. Hopefully the audience thinks it's funny as well. And we've been able to build up a nice army of dedicated followers over the 14 weeks we've been doing this. And so this is week 15. This is the start of season two.
And how do folks tune into this?
They can go to our website, waterstreetbluesband.com. And on our website, you can actually view it from the website, but there's also, you can click through to YouTube, Twitter, Facebook Live, and Twitch. So you can see it on multiple and different streaming platforms. And we can actually see people commenting during the live stream. So we like to engage with our audience during the hour as we do the live stream.
Well, that's great. I think it's a great way to reach out to an audience. And right now you can't exactly do a lot of live gigs, unfortunately.
Well, no, we can't. And especially when you're releasing an album. It was a great opportunity for us to introduce some of the new tracks to our audience and engage with our audience. We miss it. We miss playing live. We miss playing for a live audience. We miss that feedback. But our talking about live show has really given us a vehicle and opportunity to engage with people very directly and on a weekly basis. And we really enjoy doing it. And feedback we've been getting is that it's a really different form of live stream, and people seem to be enjoying it.
And Talking About is the lead track on the album, and it's also the title of the album. Why was that song selected as the title?
Well, you know, in the studio, when we were recording it, it felt right virtually from the first take. And I think we caught that song virtually on the first take, and there was a high level of energy. It's a rocker. And, you know, we thought at the time that it might have some traction as a song. We also thought it was really a great idea for an album title, talking about Water Street Blues Band. And then out of that came this idea for a live stream when the pandemic hit, the Talking About live show. So it all seemed to coalesce around that one song. So it's a typical Water Street original in that it doesn't follow the typical blues form, although, you know, it's really not a 1-4-5 song, but we tend to throw a lot of bridges into our music, still while using sort of a fairly standard blues form. And the reason we do that is our bass player Paul is a huge Beatles fan. And the Beatles obviously constructed their songs with usually a fairly standard format, and then stuck a really unusual bridge in the middle of it. So if you go back and listen to our originals, often you'll see that we've put a bridge in because we really enjoy the sound that that makes and the difference in the song when they hit the bridge.
And again, the album is talking about, and where can folks buy it? And I stress buy it, not stream it. Purchase it.
They can purchase it through Bandcamp. Bandcamp is where we're sending them to purchase it digitally. We've only released it digitally at this point because of our inability to be able to sell it off stages, our inability to do CD release parties. So we're really trying to send people to Bandcamp, and they can purchase the album digitally on Bandcamp.
Rob, I thank you so much for your time. It's been great chatting with you. And again, the album is talking about, it is the Water Street Blues Band.
Thanks, Ken. Thank you very much.
So long on his own. Because you walked away, left a good
Water Street Blues Band. Again, the album is Talking About. Up now, Sean Hall's got a new band together. He's the harpoonist of The Harpoonist and The Axe Murderer. This release is called Satellite Man. The band is The Satellite and The Harpoonist. We're going to hear Justine and Ken Break Your Heart. And you can read the interview we did with him on soundcafe.ca.
See that wild tiger sunbeam? Rolling like a Maserati. Narcissist in a summer dress. Who is grinding me down? Oh, talking about a new.
New feeling, I'm gonna move on me.
Satellite and the Harpoonist from Satellite Man. Love playing this guy's music. This is Jack DeKaiser. He was born in the UK, grew up in Canada. He keeps his Canadian roots, and Bob Dylan said if he was in the U.S., he would be a star. Well, as far as we're concerned, he is a star here in Canada. This is his newest release called Tribute. We're going to play On the Money and You Turn My World to Blue. Let's kick back and enjoy some Jack DeKaiser.
Blues fans, this is Jack DeKaiser. I love playing the blues and I love listening to the blues on Blues Source Canada with Ken Wallace. Check it out.
You turn my whole world to blue. You made me red.
since I met you, baby. Oh, the turn from hot to cold, yeah. I used to have all the colors of the rainbow wrapped all around my heart.
Jack DeKaiser from his release Tribute. And we're a little short on time. It's time for us to mosey on along. You've been listening to Blues Source Canada. I'm Ken Wallace. We will leave you with a little bit from the Gary Kane Band, Twangadelic Blues-a-Funk. I just love the title of that release. We will catch you again next week. And stay tuned on the Hawk FM. Blues Source International is coming up next.